California parents who homeschool their kids do not have the constitutional right to do so. That's according to a state appellate court's recent ruling. It actually stemmed from a family under investigation for allegations of child abuse. Now, the kids were homeschooled by their mother, but they would occasionally take tests at the Sunland Christian School. Why the occasional tests? Well, California's education code does not specifically mention the words homeschooling, but it allows parents to teach their kids at home as long as the parents filed paperwork establishing themselves as a small private school, hire a credentialed tutor, or enroll their children in a satellite school like Sunland Christian. The court ruled that the school's occasional monitoring of the family's homeschool was insufficient to qualify as being enrolled in some school, and since their mother was not credentialed to teach them, the family was in violation of state laws. Luis Huerta is an assistant professor of education and public policy at Columbia University's Teachers College. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning.
Let me back up from this particular story and just get a bigger picture of homeschooling in the United States. Can you give us a snapshot of how many children are actually homeschooled in this country?
Well, it's actually quite an elusive number because it's very difficult to track this population down by virtue of the fact that when they choose to homeschool, they've chosen to essentially not align with the state or not report to the state what type of schooling they're doing. Nationwide today, we probably have about 1.2 million students. That's the latest estimate. That's up from about 600,000 students in 1996. So we've seen almost a doubling of the population over the last 12, 14 years or so.
So if a lot of these families are sort of off the grid, it's a way to describe it, who monitors homeschooling?
Well, the regulations in most states are fairly loose. We have about 34 or 35 states that actually explicitly acknowledge the practice of homeschooling, and the remaining of the states simply don't. California is one of those where homeschooling, as you mentioned, is not in the education, does not appear anywhere in the education code, but rather parents are allowed to homeschool under some of the private school provisions and so-called private tutoring provisions in the education code.
When I think about homeschooling, and I did a little bit of research because I worked on a story on this, a lot of people do it for religious reasons. But has it gone past that? Are there other reasons now in 2008 that people homeschool?
Religiosity has always been the principal reason for homeschooling that parents have claimed. The other issue is politics. So the traditional homeschoolers have been mostly religious folks and political conservatives, mm-hmm. or libertarians. However, it's growing among a middle class population and upper class middle population as well, and it's also growing because of the expansion of homeschooling into the public sector, where we have several states, California, Alaska included, that publicly sanction homeschooling.
Well, let's get to that essential question here. Does someone have the constitutional right to homeschool their kids?
Well, that's the tricky one, and this is actually quite unprecedented decision on part of the appellate court in California, and it's a decision that I think has really prompted a little bit of an uprising nationwide among all homeschooling families, as well as private school families. The issue here is one that raises family rights, issues family privacy, and the larger issue of oversight of schooling in all private and public schools in the California context. Whether somebody has the constitutional right, I mean, this is an issue that's going to, I think, now be argued at the Supreme Court. As I mentioned to others, I think that this is going to open up quite the Pandora's box of other issues that the state may not want to necessarily address at this point.
What kind of issues?
Specifically the issues of family rights. And the bigger issue, I think, right now, the one that's the most immediate issue is the oversight of all types of private schooling. For example, when the judge ruled that the students have to be in a schooling context where the person in charge is a credentialed, well, currently their credentials are not required for any private school teachers in California. And when the judge ruled that the school setting, a traditional school setting, would serve these children better in an attempt to sort of provide them a uniform and common experience of schooling, that's not a requirement either of private schools. So this opens up some pretty big issues, not to mention the issues of family rights and family privacy, which I'm not sure if these courts are prepared and the state legislator is prepared to begin defining these things.
We're speaking with Luis Huerta. He's an assistant professor of education and public policy at Columbia University's Teachers College, discussing this ruling in California that one appellate court says California parents don't really have the constitutional right to homeschool their kids. There's just all these interesting facets of this California story that parents can legally teach their kids at home if they file paperwork to establish themselves as a small private school. So, I mean, I can just get some kids in my neighborhood together in my living room and start teaching without any experience as long as I have the right paperwork?
That's exactly it. All the state requires is, quote, that you are capable of teaching. That is the only requirement that is necessary to actually start a private school, file an affidavit to the state, and essentially, put a banner outside your living room and say, this is your private school. And that is an issue that I think will come to the legislator if the Supreme Court takes the appeal of this case. And again, that will begin this process of beginning to define, well, do all private school teachers have to have credentials, and does anybody who chooses to engage in homeschooling, must they have sort of credentials or at least minimum requirements? For example, a BA in some topic or other sort of college education. And I think that's what we're moving towards right now. And this begins that slippery slope of regulating homeschooling, which is an issue that the homeschool contingency will fight tooth and nail to make sure that the state does not engage in this process.
Yeah, isn't that sort of part of their whole reason for homeschooling is that they want to be in control of the curriculum for their children?
Exactly. To keep the state out of their living room is essentially what homeschoolers have fought for so long and hard. And once this process begins where the state begins to regulate, the homeschool lobby, which is a very, very well-organized, robust well-organized group, they will be very quick to organize and very quick to engage in very aggressive lobbying with the state to make sure that they do not begin to engage in this process.
Well, we'll keep our eye on this story. Luis Huerta, Assistant Professor of Education and Public Policy at the Columbia University Teachers College. Thanks for giving us some background information.
Thank you.